The Paraclete, the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring all things to your mind, whatsoever I shall have said to you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today, on this glorious day, on Pentecost, on which this promise of our Lord was fulfilled, suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a mighty wind coming, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them parted tongues, as it were of fire, and it sat upon every one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost, even if we forget him the most of the time, is the fountain of all that is good, and to him we owe not only some, but all graces which we received. Sacred Scripture will point out of the countless multitude of graces and gifts, and enumerates especially seven, the seven gifts of the Holy Ghost which you receive at the day of your confirmation. And speaking of Christ, the prophet Isaiah says, "And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of fortitude, the Spirit of knowledge and of godliness." These are the well-known seven gifts of the Holy Ghost. Let us today, on this great feast of the Holy Ghost, think about the first three gifts of the Holy Ghost: the gift of wisdom, of understanding, and of counsel. First, the gift of wisdom. True wisdom is a gift of the Holy Ghost, which enlightens our understanding that we may know our destiny, and urges us to aspire after that which makes us truly happy. He who possesses true wisdom, he who is truly a wise man, as we say, knows and is convinced that mortal sin is the greatest evil. Such a man is a wise man, and therefore is resolved to lose everything, even life, rather than willfully commit a mortal sin. And he has no attachment to the goods of this world, for he is penetrated by the conviction that everything under the sun is vanity and vexation of the spirit. And if you think a little about how happiness vanishes away, how friends disappear in your life because of one or another circumstance change, friends which you had as he was younger, you maybe don't have anymore. And when you think and consider about your happy moments in life, and how quick they vanish away. Everything under the sun, it seems, is vanity. But a wise man, he lives and acts indeed in the world. And we Catholics, we live in this world. We attend to our business. And the wise man acquires money and lands, he does his business, and occasionally he enjoys some harmless, though innocent, amusement. But he has no inordinate love for these things. He considers them merely temporal goods, and he only considers them as a means for obtaining his eternal salvation. The Emperor Theodosius asked the Holy Virgin Olympias to marry her cousin, but she was firmly resolved to live only for her heavenly bridegroom, our Lord Jesus Christ, and she refused his request. The emperor became so exasperated that he sequestrated her immense property till she attained the age of 30. She was then only 18. And Olympias wrote to the emperor, "You have done me a great favor, which is worthy not only of an emperor, but of a bishop. For by taking care of my property, you have fled me for many cares and all disquietude in regard to its administration. To make my joy complete, order my property to be distributed to the churches and to the poor. I have for a long time feared the emotion of vanity which necessarily arises in the distribution of charity and to which I should easily be exposed when I do distribute it myself. Temporal riches might also cause me to neglect the spiritual and divine ones. I will aspire after true Christian wisdom, loving no longer the world and its goods, henceforth seeking only God and the everlasting goods. And that we may obtain this precious gift of the Holy Ghost, wisdom, we must pray for it, according to the word of St. James, if any of you want wisdom, let him ask God, who giveth to all men abundantly." Let us meditate from time to time on our last end. That's a thing which we modern men totally forgot. In the old days, Catholics always prayed for a happy death. And let us consider how fleeting and perishable are all earthly things, and that nothing can console and rejoice you in eternity but a pious Catholic life. Secondly, let us look at the gift of understanding. And this gift consists in a special illumination of the Holy Ghost, whereby we are enabled to look deeply into the mysteries of our holy faith and to understand them better than the wise and learned of the world. Christians who are endowed with the gift of understanding often possess a wonderful knowledge of divine things. They have a profound comprehension of the truth of religion and know how to give the most surprising solutions to questions which human wisdom cannot answer. And this sublime knowledge is not acquired by study, but is a gift of the Holy Ghost. An example for this gift are certainly the 12 apostles. They were not highly educated men at all, as you know. They do not seem to have been endowed with extraordinary talents. there were dull of apprehension, and much of what Christ said to them, they understood not at all. But after the Holy Ghost came upon them on Pentecost and imparted to them the gift of understanding the whole doctrine, the whole teaching of our Lord became perfectly plain to them. They understood sacred scriptures and exhibited a knowledge in matters of religion which confounded all the knowledge of the Jews and the Gentiles. Another example is the Venerable Gregory Lopez, born at Madrid in the year 1542. And he knew the entire sacred scripture by heart, and so thoroughly understood its content that he could interpret the most difficult passages. And many theologians visited him and all went away full of wonder and amazement. An archbishop said once to his three companions after visiting him, "How is this that we who have devoted our whole life to study do not know as much as this simple man?" The Holy Ghost generally gives this gift of understanding only to souls who excel in humble faith and purity of heart. Wherefore our Lord glorifies his heavenly Father because he concealed the mysteries of religion from the wise and the prudent and revealed them to the little ones, as our Lord himself said. And if we are humble of heart and if we live a pious Catholic life, if we love to pray and to hear the word of God, the Holy Ghost will impart to us the gift of understanding as far as it is necessary and expedient for us. And thirdly, let us look at the gift of counsel. And this gift consists in this, that being enlightened by the Holy Ghost, we know in doubtful cases what is good, expedient and pleasing to God, and what means we must adopt to attain the end. And it frequently happens that we are surrounded by doubts. We cannot decide whether we, by doing or not doing something, we shall be adopting the right course or acting according to the will of God. That in such cases, self-love and the appearance of good may not deceive us, or that the evil spirit, who sometimes changes himself into an angel of light, may not impose upon us, the Holy Ghost comes to our assistance with the gift of counsel. And if we have to decide difficult cases, if we don't know what to do in a particular case, we should really ask the Holy Ghost through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin to help us, to counsel us, that we do the right decision. We know then from the reasons which the Holy Ghost presents to our mind, or by a firm, calm conviction, what we ought to do in order to act according to the will of God. He who possesses the gift of counsel can also give advice to those who in their doubts apply to them for it. An example for this great gift of counsel is the holy hermit Anthony. And he gave vice consul to thousands of people who came to consult him about the affair of their eternal salvation. Even the Emperor Constantine and his son came to him and applied to him by letter and received from him excellent admonitions and counsels. St. Bernard was importuned for counsel in the solicitude of his monastery at Clairvaux by ambassadors from all parts of the world, and gave counsel to princes, bishops, even to popes, who adopted his decisions as final. In truth, his decisions were surprising and clearly showed that he drew his counsel from heaven. And if we are in doubt in any affair, but especially with regard to our choice of our state of life, or in any other decisions which we have to make, we should humbly and confidently ask light of the Holy Ghost. He will either himself suggest to you that you ought to do, or he will send you someone who will show you the right road, the right decision to make. Let us ask today the Holy Ghost on this great feast of Pentecost, ask the Holy Ghost that he vivifies in us today the seven gifts of the Holy Ghost which he infused in us again at the day of our confirmation. But let us ask today especially for the three gifts, for wisdom, understanding, and counsel. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.